Chairman. I turn your attention to tab Finance Budget Committee. Those members of our committee are present. They include our administrative representative Ann Mead, Mr. Higdon, Ms. Harris, Mr. Kennedy, and Mr. Zelke. If you will turn to the tab 3.1, we have a consent agenda of 3.1, approval of the internal audit charter, 3.2, approval of the fiscal year 2004 audit plan, 3.3, approval of the faculty and staff personnel actions as indicated. Are there any of these items that need to be removed from the consent agenda? If not, entertain a motion, please.
Move to approve.
Move.
Second.
I have a second. It's open for discussion. Comments? If not, I would like to entertain a motion to approve by the vote of aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. We have a, Ann, I think you might want to make a comment on 3.4.
Yes, this is first quarter revenue and expenses. As you know, our fiscal year runs July to June, so we have a slight timing issue about bringing the quarterly report through committee. Committee met in September, and the data the quarter wasn't complete. So you're presented for information filing. The summary of revenue and expenditures as of September 30, 2013. It is very comparable to what I would have expected to see in comparison to first quarter of 2013. And as you know, there we still have some challenges as it relates to grants and contracts volume. That has a lot to do with the federal government and the lack of funds being appropriated for these reasons. However, there's no concern. We don't expend funds till we receive them and recognize them as revenue, so there's no chance of deficits in that category. Does anyone have any questions?
I had one. This is, I guess it's actually for you and for Provost Emsley. I know that today is Census Day for the determining what our number is for fall to report those numbers to the CPE. Will we get an enrollment report at the December committee meetings and also see that reflected in the quarterly statement?
Yeah, we're still evaluating enrollment. By terms of, but yes, census date, I believe, would get the number in. And in terms of its impact on tuition, as we indicated at the previous meeting, although the enrollment headcount may be down somewhat, the revenue is robust. 47.5% does not include, you know, winter terms, net winter terms. We're still assessing exactly where we are in tuition, mm-hmm. because tuition now goes into many buckets.
Yes.
Some of the tuition is going to the health sciences complex, directly to that account. The doctoral program tuition mm-hmm. goes into different accounts. So we have to collect the tuition data from a variety of sources to see where we are.
Mm-hmm. We'll follow up in writing.
Okay. Thank you.
Unfortunately, Ann and I have had a discussion about this, the way the numbers come in and our calendar of our meetings sometimes do not match up for us to have this in advance, and that's a very unfortunate part of that. So I apologize as the committee chair, but it's just a function of the reporting at the present time. So we're going to do what we can to get it a little in advance so we can look at this. Any other questions
for Ann? Well, I've got one. I don't know if it's to you or to Ann.
It'll have to be Dan.
Okay.
I don't mind repeating it, but ask
her
if you don't mind.
No. Since I was not a part of the budget process and I'm new here, can you, the first column on the left, was that a part of the proposed budget?
The original budget.
Or the first quarter.
What we do, that's the annual budget.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's the annual budget as of the end of September. And what we do, since you're a new board member, if we want additional expenditure authority, we bring it back to the board. And that happens periodically, that we identify a revenue stream that's doing better than anticipated, and then that program would like expenditure authority. So that first column actually represents the approved budget, plus then we would ask for any revisions periodically.
For the year, though?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Good.
Yes.
I think first quarter threw me off there.
Okay, I see your
gotcha.
Point.
And then the second column just reflects from the July through September.
Receipts okay. and expenses.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we got funded from the state, an equitable state appropriation per student equal to other institutions, the budget might actually be considerably larger than that for the full year.
I agree with that.
Yeah, great.
Any other questions or comments? We have additional action item that has been added to the calendar, 3.4, and if I could have a motion that would state something like is on the page number 44 at the bottom.
So move to accept the filing of the 2013-14 first quarter statement of revenues and expenditures.
And I have a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
And those opposed. Motion passes. Mr. Chairman, I think that concludes the items of importance for the Finance Committee.